I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. State officials say they have no records showing a Vermont state employee was arrested for having sex with a minor while traveling on government business in China in 2013 or 2014. That allegation was made yesterday by Russell Barr, a lawyer representing foreign investors who were defrauded by the massive EB-5 scam in the Northeast Kingdom exposed in 2016. Now, Attorney General T.J. Donovan is calling on Barr to turn over evidence of the alleged crime.
Let me be clear. If it occurred and Russell Barr has evidence that a state official committed child sexual abuse, I am calling on Attorney Barr to immediately turn over that evidence to the proper authorities.
Within the next 2 weeks, Barr says he'll file a court brief identifying the state employee he says was arrested. A native of Rutland who attends medical school at the University of Vermont is suing UVM for denying him status as a Vermont resident. The Rutland Herald reports that Daniel Wigmore filed suit last month. Wigmore says he was born and attended school in Rutland. His suit contends that while he worked at Boston's Children's Hospital, he maintained a permanent residence in Rutland, was registered to vote there, and paid Vermont taxes. For those reasons, Wigmore says UVM should grant him in-state status. According to a letter from UVM attached to Wigmore's complaint, the university says he had to reside in the state for at least a year to be considered a resident. According to UVM's website, tuition for in-state medical school students is about $26,000 less than for out-of-state students. The state of Vermont has shut down the Hermitage Ski Resort in Dover. A spokeswoman for the private club says the company failed to make a scheduled payment to the Vermont Department of Taxes. The spokeswoman said the company has been operating under a temporary agreement and must remain closed until it can come up with the money it owes. And the city of Montpelier has updated its historic district. The Barry Montpelier Times Argus reports that two neighborhoods and three dozen properties have been added to the district. Montpelier's historic district is the largest in the state, according to the chair of the city's Historic Preservation Commission. It includes most of the downtown and surrounding neighborhoods. The eye in the sky forecast for tonight: clear to partly cloudy north, increasing clouds south, lows in the teens and single digits. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.